The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, some 50 Irish motorcyclists are riding 2,000 miles across America to raise money for Ireland's children's hospitals. It's called the Route 66 Challenge. It's been going for some 20 years, and since it began, it's raised several million for charity. Among the bikers is News Talk's own Anton Savage, who's ambassador for the venture, and he joins us now from where, Anton? Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. I join you from what I believe is the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln, which is Springfield, Illinois. The reason I believe it is there's pictures of him everywhere. So either Springfield, Illinois just has a weird Abraham Lincoln fetish, or this is where he actually comes from. And this is stop one on the route. So what we have is we have 2 weeks of, as you say, a challenge that has been running for about 20 years and a challenge that started. It got its genesis from people who had experienced the kind of treatment and support provided originally by Temple Street and then by the children's hospitals more generally. And they decided they wanted to find a way to provide money largely for equipment, but also for things like services and for respite care for parents, and do it in a way that might be a little unusual. And they came up with this challenge of 2,500 miles across one of the most significant routes in America, because it is colloquially known as the Mother Road and has been hugely successful, significant in American history. And the entire project has been going from strength to strength.
Okay, now you've raised millions over the years, but, you know, against the background of the billions being spent on the children's hospital, you wonder, why do parents still have to put their hands in their pockets?
You do wonder. And to some extent, I suppose that the active word there is the have to, because I spoke to a few of the people who are here. And when you listen to their stories, I mean, one of them came onto my program the weekend before I left, a man by the name of Jim McCormick, and he told the story of his grandson, Harry, 2-year-old boy that he absolutely adored, used to come to the motorcycle shows with him. And Harry, on a Friday, went into Temple Street feeling poorly, was diagnosed with meningitis. And on Sunday morning, Harry's parents had to make the decision about would they or would they not donate his organs.
I heard that story. And that child, Harry, had been vaccinated. So he was just so terribly, tragically unfortunate.
Exactly. And in that instance, it isn't that Jim and Dara, who is his son who's involved, who joins him in this, it isn't that they feel they have to put their hands in their pockets. I think it is a desperate desire to do anything that they can to contribute, to say thank you to the people who did such wonderful support and service for them in the most bleak and most difficult of times.
Now, Anton, how tough is it? Because you're doing a lot of miles every day.
Once your buttocks go numb, Pat, the world is your oyster. So the first few hours take a while, and then once you're into the numbness, it's okay. It is very much worth it, because the exercise itself is a fascinating one, because Route 66 was one of the most significant economic tributaries in America. It's got its name, the Mother Road, from Steinbeck referring to it, where he described it as the path of people in flight, refugees from dust and shrinking land. It effectively is how the Dust Bowl emptied west as people ran to California, hoping to survive the Depression. But what that means is you're riding through history. You're riding through the tiny towns that have been gutted as mechanized agriculture took over in America. So it is so interesting to look at that it distracts you from the numbness in your posterior.
Yeah, too much information there, Anton, I think. Now, there are all sorts of bikes, a lot of Harleys, some BMWs and so on. And you'll all get there when?
We get there on Sunday, not this Sunday, the Sunday after, rather the Saturday after. And one of the things that has been extraordinary about this, I think the original genesis was in part guards in Ireland were some of the ones involved in setting this up. So we have links with an awful lot of the sheriffs and the police department. So when we arrived at Chicago here yesterday, we were literally put into Cook County jail vans with cages inside them, because that was the available transport and driven to collect the bikes. And when we arrive in Santa Monica in 2 weeks, I am told that we get a police escort down onto the boardwalk. And hopefully I might have a couple of pictures of that I can throw up onto social media.
Very good. And if people want to help out, they can go to childrenshealth.ie. And there are updates on YouTube, Anton Savage-R66, and on Twitter at Anton Savage Show. Anton, thank you very much for joining us this morning from Springfield, Illinois.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.